Rashi, in the very first pasuk of Parshas Vayera, brings down a famous medrash. He brings from the Brishas Rabbah. It appears many places in the medrash. Be'ilonei Mamre. Why Vayera ilav Hashem be'ilonei Mamre? Hu shenas lo etzal amila filach kach nigla alav bechelko. What is Mamre's big zchus that, you know, Ladori Doros, thousands of years later, no one even knows anything about the nation of Mamre, about all the other Canaanim from thousands of years ago. But everyone, Vayera ilav Hashem be'ilonei Mamre. So he gave Avram an Eitzah. He gave him a good Eitzah, obviously, about the Milah. I gave him an Eitzah to get a Bris Milah. And we know this is connected to Bris Milah, as the Rishonim point out, Vayera Elov Hashem. It doesn't say Vayera Hashem al Avram. Elov means it's continuing the previous sentence, because it just says to him. Who's him? Previous sentence. So that shows that it's continuing the end of Lech Lecha. From here, we see that it happened right after the Bris Milah. And therefore, it must be that Mamre gave him a good Eitzah about the Bris Milah. So therefore, he had the Zuchos, that in his Elonei Mamre, Hashem was this Galad Avram Avinu, and that's Ad Hayom Hazeh, we talk about it. Okay, the question is obvious. The Das HaKinim Bali Tosos asked the question, everyone asked the question, what do you mean, Eitzan Mila? Hashem appeared to Avram and told him, get a Bris Mila. Avram was not barely from, he was not, you know, a assimilated Jew. He was Avram Avinu. If Hashem tells him something, like, even if Hashem told me, that would be good enough. For Avram Avinu, clearly there's no havin of not listening to Hashem. Look at the Akedah, right? So what did he need to get advice from Mamre to get a Bris Milah when Hashem told him? And he's Avram Avinu, Godol Hamaminim. Das HaKinim Bali Tosfos says, it must be, what Rashi means is not Chas V'Shalom, that he got an Eitzah whether to do a Bris Milah. Means he didn't know some deeds. Should he do it in public? Should he do it in private? You know, how should he present it to the other people in his house? How should he not present it? Maybe some halachic details were unclear. But obviously he was going to get a Bris Milah. But they point out that it's a nice teretz for Rashi, but Rashi is quoting the Medrash Beishas Rabbah, and the Medrash is Mefurish. He went to honor Eshkol and Mamre and asked them, should I get a Bris Milah or should I not get a Bris Milah? And honor says, don't get a Bris Milah, it's a mum, it's very hard for you. And Eshkol says, don't, it's very dangerous. And Mamre says, are you kidding? Come on, of course you have to get a Bris Milah if Hashem told you. Then the question is very strange. Why does Avram have a havamina not to listen to Hashem? And he needs to go to three goyim to ask for advice. The Gra here says something exceedingly radical. I wouldn't have said it if not for the Gra. The Gra says, Taka Avram Avinu had a havamina not to do a Bris Milah. Ah, Hashem told him, his halach lefanav ha-yesamim, the Bris Milah, ve'et abrisi, v'nasati l'chol z'acharecha, eschlos m'garecha. It's so valuable to get a Bris Milah, why would he not have listened? The Rosh says, Avram's whole mahus, he wanted to be makariv everyone. He wanted to be makariv everyone to avodas Hashem. And the way he's makariv them to avodas Hashem was to say, look, it's the derech of chesed, it's the derech of rachamim, derech of tzedako mishpat, you should stop sacrificing your kids to all your idols, etc. Avram, his whole mahus is makariv everyone to Hashem. And Avram thought, you know what, if I get the Bris Milah, all of a sudden I have to start cutting myself, etc. It's like the ways of the Amorim and the Canaanim. I won't be able to makariv people anymore. It'll undercut my whole message if I do the Bris Milah. And therefore, Avram had a havamin. He says, maybe it's worth not doing the mitzvah of Milah and losing all the schar for the sake of being makariv of other people if it'll hurt my kiruv. And that's why he went to ask advice. And Onur and Eshkol says, tak, it'll hurt your kiruv, don't do it. Mamre says, no, don't worry, your kiruv will be fine. It'll just help your kiruv. That's a very, very radical idea that Avram Avinu is willing to sacrifice his own avoda on the most basic level of not listening to a direct tzivuy for Hashem and giving up the schar of getting Eretz Kanan for his family and having Yitzchak just for the sake of a mikari of others. It's really a very, very big chiddush of the Gra that Avram had a havin to sacrifice even a direct tzivuy of Hashem for the sake of being mikari of others if he thought it would share his kiruv. I saw Rav Gifter writes a much more pashut explanation as to why he would go ask Aner Eshkol and Mamre, and says, really, assumption of our question was wrong. Assumption of our question was he asked Aner Eshkol and Mamre because he really didn't know what he was going to do, and he needed their advice to decide what to do. The answer is no, pashut. Of course he was going to get a Bris Milah. So why did he go to take advice from Aner Eshkol and Mamre? Okay. Why did Hashem go in Parshas Bereishis to get advice from the Malachim before creating Adam Arishon when Hashem also knew what he was going to do? Because it's Derech Eretz to get advice from people and to consult with them and to machshiv their opinion, even if you know better than them. Avram was going to get a Bris Milah no matter what. But it was Derech Eretz to go. He had three best friends, three Bali Bris, three allies, three people who he made a deal to be in everything together, even if he was for sure going to get a Bris Mila. No suffix would ever whatsoever. But even though he had no suffix, it's Derech Eretz to consult. If Hashem could consult and he can't have a suffix, then Avravinu, who's only a human being, can also consult. And that's where he consulted, and two of them gave him bad advice, and Mamre gave him good advice, and got this reward. And I think that is a very, very relevant. Both these are relevant. The Gra is very radical. Okay, it's a question. How much do you sacrifice from your own avoda for Kirov? How much do you not? You know, would we go as far as not getting Bris Mila? Hard to imagine, but there's something in that. But I think very relevant to our everyday life is Rav Gifter's part. Rav Gifter says, you know, often we know better than other people. You know, okay, so maybe I'm more stark, I'm more dedicated, I know better than maybe some other people who I know who, are not sure about their values. I'm smarter, I have a better Masorah, I know better. Often we think we know, or we really, like Avraham Avinu. Hashem talked to him. He really knew better than everyone else. It wasn't just Gaiva. He actually knew better than everyone else. Kol Shekein, we think we know better than everyone else sometimes, and sometimes we actually know better than everyone else. And our initial feeling is, okay, so we're a vatel, everyone else. If I know and you don't, then I'm a vatel, you and you're not important, and I look to you with, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, only I do. And says Rav Gifter, says Avraham Avinu, says really Hashem Yisparach, says, no, that's not true. Even if you know better about one particular thing than someone else, that doesn't mean you're not machshiv them. Even if I happen to know the truth right now, and you happen to not, or you happen to be mesupik, that doesn't mean I'm not machshiv you. You're still a person. You're still someone who has intelligent things to say. You're still someone who I want to have a relationship of mutual respect with. And therefore, knowing the truth is not a reason to mevatel other people. Adraba, you do what's right. But while you're doing that's right, you're machshiv other people and try to get them involved and try to give them an opportunity to be on the right side as well and show them that they're important. Even though I know the truth, that doesn't mean that your advice is not important. That doesn't mean you're not valuable. And if we go through life being dedicated to doing the right thing and being dedicated to being machshav of other people whenever we can, then we'll be following the ways of Avraham Avinu.